Depression and suicide are subjects that people usually don't want to talk about. It makes people uncomfortable, even though for some, it can hit very close to home. Music legend Judy Collins will be doing a big fundraiser here in Washington on June 10th for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Congressional Spouses for Suicide Prevention and Education Initiative. That is a mouthful. Joining us live in studio is Judy now. Now, Judy, you have written a lot about your own struggles with addiction and depression, losing your own son to suicide. It is a little jarring for people to be speaking and hearing you speak about something so clearly personal.
Well, the truth is about suicide that it really affects so many people. And anything you mention about your own experience, and mine being that I tried to kill myself at 14 and thank God did not succeed, and lost a son to suicide when he was 33, 23 years ago. This kind of experience has happened to so many people, and if it touches them in any way, it's important. It's a family and a community issue. It's something that I've talked about, I've written about it. It's the only way that I got through it, as a matter of fact. I knew that if I didn't write about it, I wasn't going to make it, because it was such a terrible taboo, even 22 years ago. That seems like a long time ago, but it was still something that had a lot of darkness surrounding it. And I have found that, of course, we have to bring light to this, and we have to feel that we have to talk about it, and we can talk about it, and it is a way to heal, I believe, and also to spread the news that there's help, and you can get help with this issue and with your depression.
Well, we've had some experiences with suicides in this area. A high school in Fairfax lost 7 students to suicide in just 4 years, not that long ago. And there are stories like that all across the country, clearly not as unheard of as we may think.
No, not as unheard of at all. I think that the education and the fact that people can come out of the darkness and talk about it is a huge, you know, we wouldn't have known about those 7 suicides. Not in the far distant past, we wouldn't have known about them because people wouldn't talk about them.
Right.
They would hide them. We were talking about that earlier, of how people have buried the news of various suicides in their families. So it's something we know about now. We know about depression. We know about mental illness. We know that there is help for these things. So that's the news that I have to spread, is that there is help, that you can survive. You can be a survivor who doesn't go into the darkness and never come out.
It is a subject that parents can be afraid to bring up with their kids, thinking it might plant a thought that may not have been there in the first place.
Well, children are human beings, and human beings think about all kinds of things, whatever their age is. When I was in high school reading Camus, and he was talking about the fact that suicide is a very important psychological question for anybody who's alive and breathing, and it always has been. It's never been out of our consciousness, and that we treated suicide and suicide survivors so badly. I mean, one of the problems was that we put them in Coventry. We took of their possessions. Sometimes in past centuries, we've hung people who tried to kill themselves. I mean, we've had a very bad reputation. Both the government and the church have had a very bad way of handling this. And I think finally we're coming out of a kind of a medieval approach to suicide.
I have heard, and maybe it's apocryphal, that once suicide is introduced into a family, it can go on in future generations. Is that a thing?
I don't think so. I think depression moves through families because it is genetically introduced and carried forth by our gene pools. I don't think that suicide's a part of that package. I think depression leads, in very many cases, to a suicide attempt, successful or not. And then, of course, one has to say, well, what about depression? What about that ingredient that is common among suicides? John knows a lot more about these effective remedies and also the kinds of groups that are being formed and the kind of action that needs to be taken on the part of government, because we need support. This is the kind of relationship of suicide to the greater community is the kind of relationship that cancer once had to the greater community. It was taboo at a certain time to mention cancer at all, and it has been taboo in previous times. But I think it has to be talked about, and I think research and healing and community activity is essential.
Someone hears you say help is available. Where should they go?
I would go online and state your problem, because there are all kinds of opportunities. the AFSC, which is a wonderful prevention and educational organization with which I am here today. And yes, prevention is important. Intervention is important. Having a lifestyle that includes treating your mental illness and finding out whether you have suicide ideology is very important, and getting it dealt with.
The fundraiser is June 10th at the Organization of American States at 17th and Constitution. You will be performing, yes?
I will not be performing.
You will not be performing.
No, I will be speaking about my experiences. I might break into a song, but I will not have a guitar, and I won't have a piano, and I won't be doing a concert. But I will be talking about something that is so essential to my very being that if I break into song from time to time, it shouldn't be too upsetting.
I don't think people will be upset at all. More information is available at congressionalspouses@afsp.org.